Bringing in Matthew Ebersole out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, second year with the Steele County Blades. What stands out about year number one for you?
I think year number one was a good building point for year number two, and I think we should come back this year a lot better, a lot stronger, and a lot more prepared.
Quite a few names jump out as I look through the roster. A lot of guys returning. How does that make you feel, and what do you like about kind of the chemistry of the team and the talent of the team with who's coming back?
It's always good to see a team that brings back a lot of guys and has a lot of returners, has good leadership qualities from those same guys that were there the year before. So it's good to see that we have a lot of familiar faces in the locker room, and we know the team. We were a close team last year, and I think this year will be even better.
Do you feel you're one of those leaders, or who are the guys that you guys look up to, or maybe who are the captains, if you've named that kind of thing at this point?
I think everyone on this team has a certain role in their leadership qualities, and I think especially for the returners that were here last year, they know how to lead and know what they should be doing at the right times, and they know how to take responsibility of all the things that they can.
What do you like about the young guys that are just getting started here, maybe new to junior hockey?
The young guys are definitely eager to go. They're getting some advice from the older guys, and a lot of them are stepping up into the right roles for themselves.
What is some good advice you got early in junior hockey that's helped in your career?
The best advice I heard was work your hardest, don't worry about other people, and keep your eyes on your own plate. And if you do that, you should be able to get yourself to the best point you can be.
Is there anything besides that, is there any sort of a different message or an additional message that you deliver to the young guys?
Work as hard as you can every single day and never stop even if someone tells you to.
How about getting over a mistake? What is it that you need to do, or mental focus when you... You know, that time you don't cover a guy or you blow something on a shift. How do you get past that?
Mental strength is a big thing, especially in hockey. You make a mistake and it can get in your head, and it can really influence your next couple shifts, next couple games even. So I think the best way to go about that is to work on your mental strength and your mental toughness outside of hockey and in other aspects, and help that to translate over to the rink and on the ice, so that when you do make a mistake like that, you know how to overcome it and get back on track.
When it comes to some of the X's and O's, what is it that the Blades need to do against some of the better teams and against any of the teams, really, in the division or in those showcases where you'll play teams from all around the country? What are some of the X's and O's that you guys are trying to execute and your coaches are trying to get your game plan on?
We've got our systems that we need to run, our face-off plays that we need to do, and I think if we can all focus on it and really ingrain that in our minds, and we play by how we're supposed to, I think we'll have success.
What the team is made up of people from around the country and around the world. What's that like? What do you enjoy about that, getting to know people from all over the place?
It's really cool to see other guys, especially from other cultures and that have grown up way differently than you have. And it's really cool to learn from them, and even different languages and learning from them. Learning Russian from Seva on the team this year, it's a really cool experience to be able to pick up some words here and there.
Last year was your first year with the Blades. Was it your first year of junior hockey?
It was.
Okay, and so where were you before that? What's a little bit of your hockey history, Matthew?
I played high school hockey with my high school, and then before and after I played on a AAA team in the fall.
Okay, out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin
yes.
area?
Yeah.
And then what was it about the chance to play junior hockey? What opened that door for you?
Well, especially with COVID and an uncertain high school season, it was an easier answer to come here last year and know that I could have a more promised season, and it definitely turned out to be the right option, in my opinion.
Any outdoor hockey growing up in Milwaukee?
Very little, although last year they put in an outdoor hockey rink with boards and glass for the first time ever in my town, I think.
Okay, and you got to skate on there?
I did.
Okay, do anything formal or official on there, or just a little skating?
Not for me, although there was a high school game there in December.
Okay. Now you guys get to be part of the first junior hockey game for Hockey Day Minnesota in January in Mankato. What's your reaction to that?
It's going to be awesome. It's going to be such a great time. It'll be awesome.
What about it? What is it that sounds cool to you?
I mean, first of all, playing on a football field and yep. in a football stadium at a sweet arena, and they're going to put on a show and a bunch of hockey all day long, people coming out to watch. It's the whole atmosphere is just going to be great.
But it might be, I don't know, it could be 20 below zero.
That's all right. Weather doesn't matter at that point.
All right. Matthew Ebersole out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Good luck to you on the season.
Thank you.